Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX, and this is episode number 7 of the Vex on Vex podcast, along with our co-host, Robot.
Oh, hello there.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Now, again, we have this really nasty habit of beginning to have discussions off microphone, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, we got to keep it.
Wait till we get the mics up. So, we were bringing up that you have Amazon Prime.
Yes.
What does that mean, sir? Explain.
Michael Binsky.
Well, Belinsky.
I'm sorry. Michael Belinsky.
Of the band Pagan. Go ahead.
Put a movie that featured you.
Thank you, sir. A short film.
Yes, a short film.
A tour documentary of their summer vacation. Mm-hmm. Now, members of the band Pagan, I sang with them occasionally.
Okay.
The guitar players and another band called Psychotica, who you might have heard of, who were
yes.
kind of famous in the 90s. Psychotica went and did a tour or a festival in Spain. They filmed it, so that's part of the film as well.
Yeah.
Pagan had some kind of a festival appearance where like all these people congregated in a different state for his thing, and they taped that. And then I'm in it with Lessons in Love with Vex. Now, the editing's weird.
And yeah.
It makes me sound very vulgar, if you will. But I was talking to a young guitar player who was there, and I was explaining things. I was like, you know, you don't know what this is, but when I was a kid, we had condoms and things like that. And he's just looking at me. I'm like, you don't even know what a condom is because you don't fuck with condoms. But in 1996, everybody was wearing condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like Lessons in Love. So it's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And you said you watched
it. Yeah, it was 11 minutes long.
Yes.
And it was very good.
Really?
Yeah,
I liked it.
I
appreciate
it. I liked
it. So Michael Belinsky, who is the manager of the band Starscream.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the leader of Pagan. He's the director. He
yes.
put this out. He had me appear in my IMDb first ever movie, Faces of Snuff.
Snuff, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
Never got to see it. I got to buy it or rent it.
I could lend it to you.
Oh,
of
really?
Course I have a copy.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a fucked up movie.
Yeah, I kind of guessed that.
Yeah,
but that's kind of like in my boat.
Is it in your boat?
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah.
So, I play a killer, of course, and I kill this lady, who's the singer of Pagan, ironically enough. She's a really lovely woman. And we slice her up and kill her and stuff. So, I'm in this creepy movie, and then he put me in this thing, and like, I wasn't supposed to be in the film, per se, Robot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was just talking shit, and he has a bad habit of pulling out his fucking little camera drawn and just... So, now we're in that film. His goal is to have it reach number one on Amazon Prime. So, what we're doing is we're all watching it. So, if you could watch it several more times at your house...
Yeah, I'll watch it again.
I'm going to watch it again. And then we're going to try and just get to number one position. Right now, we're number 6.
Oh,
so
nice.
So, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, let's get you in there.
And let's get to number one.
Yes, everybody should go check
Pagan's
it out.
What is it? My summer vacation.
Yes,
our summer
our
vacation.
Summer vacation.
Featuring Michael Belinsky and myself and a myriad of other fine actors.
Yes.
So you brought that up.
You
dug it, right?
Yeah, I dug it. I thought it was really well done.
That's cool, man. I appreciate that. Now, we had talked again off mic,
mm-hmm.
and we came up with the concept of possibly discussing guilty pleasures.
Yes.
So how do you want to do it? Is it a top five thing?
It doesn't matter
food?
What...
Like,
well, it's we can do like...
Yes.
Guilty pleasures in a sense of like music, movies, stuff like that.
What are your guilty pleasures? Or what is one of them, I should say?
Big guilty pleasure?
You got really quiet, by the way. Your voice went, big guilty pleasure? Would you like a big one? Yes, a big one, Robot. What is it?
I love Psy.
What?
Psy.
I don't know what that means.
Gundam Style.
What?
The guy that does Gundam Style. You never heard
Psy?
No,
okay. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, the Korean singer.
It is not my guilty pleasure.
I love,
Why do you love him?
I don't know. His music's more catchier than like the pop that crap that they put in.
More catchier?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something, it's like with a lot of like, you should hear a lot of like the weird death metal bands and stuff that are coming from like Japan and Korea. They're like insane.
Are they really?
Yeah. Okay. And even the rock bands and stuff that are coming out.
There's Baby Metal. Have you heard of those people?
Yeah, I like them.
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's better, though.
I'm going to play something.
Okay.
You might have heard. We'll probably get sued. That's fine. This
really
might be my guilty pleasure. And if we talk over it, we're not technically playing.
Playing it, no.
Right? But my wife fucking hates this, and I sing it all the time.
Love this thing.
I fucking hate this my shit.
P-A-P-P.
What is it? But dude, I literally do that. I dance around my fucking house saying it. I said it so many times that my stepson's like, no! No pineapple pen! No!
I have a pen.
I have pineapple. We have to talk over this.
Ugh.
Pineapple Pen. And that's what I say all the time. Yeah. Pineapple Pen. Like, all the fucking time.
Do you know he has a new song?
No.
There's another new one. Yeah.
You're never. This is fucking perfection. You're never going to be better than Pineapple Pen. Pineapple Pen. Oh, so what's the new song?
The new one's, it's weird.
No, because this isn't fucking weird.
This is weirder than this.
Get the fuck out
no,
of here.
No. It's weirder.
He's gay, right?
Like that guy. No, he's not.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's not.
Bullshit.
Nope.
He likes the cock. Don't fucking lie to me, goddamn.
He likes the cock.
Well, I didn't say it all sexy with fucking... What is a Cookie Monster voice? That's your fucking inflection
no,
of liking
no,
the cock.
No,
so.
No, not at all. No, he does.
Well, what's
new
the new one?
One?
Pull it up, motherfucker.
All right,
shit.
RP, does that work? Important.
So, I don't know. There's a lot of weird inside jokes for our little podcast.
It is weird.
But I'm going to, while he's researching, as he always does, on the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, which is the first thing I'd ever done in the podcast genre or realm, there's a better word, in the podcast realm, is with Johnny Zero, and it's pretty popular. It's got 5,000 listeners a week. We're hoping that we'll at least get to that or exceed it for the Vex on Vex podcast between Robot and myself. But we feature Robot. He is our fact checker. We call him RP. Last name is the letter P. So that's what we do. And now he's doing an RP type of thing and researching as we speak. And what do you got, sir?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Let's see.
So
here.
The pen pineapple apple pen guy.
Yeah,
has a new song.
It was weird. It's like vegetables and pineapples and like
I saw him do a live performance of that creepy fucking song on some like I'm assuming Japanese television, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a commercial for Japan.
No, but over there he did a live performance of the song like on their like fucking Tonight Show or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, this fucking guy likes the cock. Like, he is flamboyant as fuck, and I'm flamboyant, sir.
Yeah.
So have you
hold on, yeah, I'm going to his channel right now to find it. Here it is. It's called Vegetable.
Now we gotta talk over it.
Yes. It's weird. Like,
what's the artist called? You don't even know, you're on his channel.
Picotoro.
This is the new one.
It's funky, but it's really weird.
So he's got a budget.
Yeah.
That's not him.
It's with him and these girls. He comes.
See? Oh, there he is.
Yeah. It's like the weirdest shit.
This isn't that good, though.
I know, but it's weird. And then he gets into this pumpkin thing. Smack me on the butt.
That guy's gay, dude. That guy likes cocks. I think his fucking mustache and his hair look fake as shit, too. Like,
it's a pencil mustache.
It felt like makeup-y. No. They filled it in for the performance I saw.
He's also in one of Sai's videos.
What is wrong with us? Like, I'm into this shit. I'm like, it's not good though.
Dude, yeah.
Well, no, it's all right. The pen pineapple apple pen to me is like pop perfection. Turn that off, that creepy fucking shit. My God. So what's his name?
Called Pinkatero.
Pinkatero. So yeah. You like the Psy dude.
Yeah. Do you know what else I like too? Have you heard that song Chicken Attack?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
So I guess you're going to find that for us now?
Actually, I own the song.
I own the song.
I think I own the song. No, I don't. That's right.
Who's the artist?
It's from... Hold on, I got to find
it. I seem to remember in high school that there was a band called Green Jello.
Yes.
Which then became Green Jelly.
Yeah.
Didn't you adore that fucking song?
Yes, I did adore
it. Little pig,
let me in. Yeah.
Not by the hair. Did you know the person who did the little pig, you know who that is?
Who?
It's the singer from Tool.
No fucking way.
The drummer in that band is the drummer from Tool. So Green Jelly, because they had to change their name from Jello,
was
a joke, right?
Yeah, it was a whole...
The singer of Tool, Maynard,
yeah,
who's a huge respected artist at this point.
Yes, was one of my wife's favorite bands.
He was a comedian in L.A.
Oh, shit.
You ever see Mr. Show? Remember that fucking the thing on HBO back in the day with David Cross?
Yeah, I have it.
You have it. So yes. You understand.
Yes.
He was one of those extras in that show. He's a fucking comedian. And his boy's like, yo, come, I know you can sing a little. Come do the Little Pig thing. So he's on this huge fucking hit. He's not a musician, really. Yeah. He can sing, though. Yeah. So the drummer takes all the green jelly money, and he starts Tool.
Holy shit.
And he gets Maynard to be the singer, and then they become fucking Tool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. They were the Green Jello Band.
Yeah. Well, he has a whole bunch of other projects. He has Perfect Circle, and then he has Pussifier.
Fuck Pussifier. You know why Fuck Pussifier? Why? Find your song, by the way. Keep looking for your thing.
I found it already.
All right. Fuck Pussifier, because they covered fucking Bohemian Rhapsody.
They did?
You didn't hear? You're a fucking Pussifier fan? You don't know?
No, I'm...
So they covered fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. You don't fuck with Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody is fucking perfect. It's perfect. And it's not bad, his version, right? He's a great vocalist. I'm a singer. You're a singer.
Yes, yes.
He's great.
Yes, he is.
But he's not fucking Freddie Mercury.
No.
He didn't fucking invent that shit. He's not like, here's the opera section. Fucking Freddie did that shit.
No, I know that.
Right? And they cover it. So maybe we'll, I don't know. I don't know if we can legally play that one. We might get really sued for that one. But I'll try maybe in the broadcast here.
Yeah.
You can hear a little bit of it. And we'll talk over it. So if you talk over it, it's okay. So what is this?
Okay. This is called Chicken Attack. And it's really good. It's from, this guy's a Japanese yodeler. One of the best in the world.
But what's his name?
I forget. It's Japanese, so I can't
understand. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it.
Is there volume up?
Yeah. All right, there's a lot of talking in the beginning. Hold on. It's going to get there.
Perhaps.
Here it is.
All right. This isn't that good.
All right, well.
No, but does it go somewhere?
Yeah, it goes somewhere. This is just the verse, so when he gets into...
Just wait for the chorus, man.
The chorus?
Don't bore us. Get to the
Here
chorus.
Here it is.
Turn that off.
Okay.
That's not good.
I love that song.
Give me some Debbie Gibson. That's okay. I can do, like, you know...
True Blue, I Love You, or whatever.
Electric Youth. Remember that?
Oh, God.
Electric Youth.
Well, the one that I really have gotten into, they just put this song out. It's called Bandmade. But these five girls, I posted it on Facebook. These five girls actually play their own instruments, and it's better than baby metal. They're more rock.
I didn't like baby metal. I hate baby metal.
Okay, you hated baby
metal. I'm a musician, man. Like, this isn't a joke to me. This is some real shit. But it's cool. This is the Guilty Pleasures episode, so we're going to let Robot do what he wants. I love him dearly.
Oh, thank you.
So, as he tries
to... Hold on. Okay. Have you heard of Ladybeard?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, I got so many for you.
In 2018, if I get a girl's clothes off and there's any hair anywhere, I leave.
No, it's a dude that's a wrestler. It's a guy that's a wrestler that literally gets dressed up in drag as a Kawi girl.
Okay.
And he sings death metal.
All right, we're going to get Lady Beard and write that down later. But what are we listening to right now?
Right now, I got to get, I'm looking for whatchamacallit. Bandmade.
I was going to say this whole spiel at the beginning of this episode that we're so old that there are no guilty pleasures.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, this is fucked up shit that you're into. You're wearing a Corpse Water t-shirt, which is, you know, and you're like, I'm going to listen to this thing. What's it
called? Hey, this is the stuff I listen to. It's just crazy.
Not Starscream or anything.
Oh, I have Starscream, but I don't have a lot of the newer stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay. No one else does either. They just stop buying it. We keep making it. They just don't buy it.
Here. This is Bandmade.
Okay.
This is definitely something.
So far, I'm liking it.
Wait until you hear the one thing. It's really like they go crazy into it.
It sounds like somebody from here.
They're from Japan.
Take your body down.
But yeah, this band I found just accidentally, and I listened to this, and this is their newest song, and I was like,
bad.
Yeah,
pretty good.
They just dress like maids. That's all from Japan.
Asian chicks dress like fucking French maids.
No, well, that's their thing in Japan. It's kawaii. Yeah, no, there's cafes. Wait, I'm gonna get you schooled on this.
You can turn that one off. And then
there is
Go ahead.
Cafes that
there,
you
there
when
are
you,
cafes.
Yeah, when you go to Japan,
yes,
that are just nothing but themed.
Okay,
and they're themed
Why
in
do
a
you
sense.
Know this? You've never
because,
been to Japan.
Because I've watched a lot of Japanese vlogs and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, okay.
I can get into it. Like,
if we tour Japan, you're gonna go with us?
Yeah.
Why not? Right?
Yeah. All
right, go ahead.
So anyway, yeah, you go to these cafes that are called maid cafes. When you walk in, they treat you like you're a servants.
Sure.
Yeah, and they're all like, you know, you all for you, sir.
Is
what
it
do
a
you
happy
want?
Happy ending? Do they
no, they don't get no, they don't give you sex.
Are they geishas?
But they gush over you. They play games with you. They bring you your coffee. They do all this stuff.
But again, no happy ending per se.
No,
it's not like
there is none. No, but
I don't know, man.
They and people go to them like big time.
Is it really popular?
Oh yeah, it's super popular.
Again, so you write about this online?
Though. Oh yeah. Well, there's what they call J vloggers on YouTube, okay. And I follow a lot of them because they tell you everything about Japan, and I've always been addicted to Japan. I always loved Japan. So yeah, there are themed restaurants. There is like. You can go to the Gundam restaurant. You can go to the Pokemon restaurant.
Did that guy make like $1 billion with that Gundam song or whatever the fuck it's called?
Oh, yeah. He made a shitload of money.
But wasn't he an artist before that, or was he not really an artist?
I don't think he was.
You said you're his fan. You should know this shit, man.
No. I'm not like a super fan guy, no. I'm just like, you know, hey, this was a catchy song, and I just been following him, you know?
But...
Yeah, no, with the stuff that I like, I mean, I just keep looking for different things. You know, there's those days you're so bored, you don't feel like putting the energy in to play a video game, so...
Wait, stop that sentence. What? Whoa. There's those days that you're so bored, but you don't feel like putting the energy into playing a video game. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just talking about, you know, me finding this stuff.
So what games... All right, hold on, before we get to that, I have a question about that. So... Did you know that in Japan, you can go to a vending machine and you can buy soiled... teenage girl
there
underwear.
No wait, let me correct you. There's vending machines that you can get them, but they're not soiled. It's just they're worn.
That's soiled.
Okay,
I mean,
so
they didn't poop in them.
Well,
but they
poop.
Smell like they're vag.
Yeah, basically. But
that's
the other thing
weird,
is
weird, man.
You no.
Yes.
Would you listen to me?
Hold on. It's still fucking weird.
I know it's weird, but you would have to look really hard because they're hidden. And they're not easy to find.
Do you know about the dick parks there?
No.
There's a bunch of public parks with huge penis statues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
you know about the dick parks.
Yeah. That's more like China, if I'm not mistaken, with the park. I know what you're talking about. I saw this thing.
You saw the
thing. That was China or something. China
or
Korea.
Something.
I know it wasn't Japan, but wait. Listen.
We have no idea.
No,
we have no fact
they have a parade, or I shouldn't say a parade. It's kind of like a Buddhist kind of thing that
okay.
they do.
Okay.
And what it is that they do a parade on. It's for fertility.
Okay.
And they worship. You know, they have these big huge dicks that they carry and everything.
Have you and your wife gone there on vacation?
No, but she's been wanting to try to get me as close as possible, and the closest is like an island off of the mainland.
No, Japan though, you can go to Japan on vacation.
Yeah, I know, but Julie's like, I lived in New York for 5 years, so
that's what she says.
Yeah, so I mean, it you know, she was like, it's crowded and Japan's crowded, and she doesn't want to deal with there.
Have you guys gone on vacation in the past 5 years at all?
Yeah, we went to Mexico.
Well,
love Mexico. We went there three times.
Oh, so that's your spot.
Yeah, that's.
I would
spot.
Figure she'd let you go to Japan.
We
once.
Went. Yeah, well, that's what she's trying to. Well, no, if let's say I came into a lot of money and I wanted to go to Japan,
which we're not.
Yeah, which we're not exactly. reality, but I'm still gonna play the lottery. Yeah, no, I said she would go to Australia because her dream is to go in a cage and see the white tiger shark.
Why wouldn't
white
you go
shark.
With her to Australia?
Because I'm not really too big for Australia.
Really?
I would send her to Australia. Me and Kai would go to Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I figure as a family you'd want to experience something together.
Well, we would do something together. We'd probably go to Mexico for like 2 weeks.
I want
to
see
Holbox. We loved Holbox. That's where we were. That was our area. It's a little island right off of the main coast, and
okay.
like it it's just awesome. Like, you get that whole...
I've been lots of places. I've been to Mexico. I don't know where I stayed. If you said the city, I would know. It wasn't that, wherever you were. And then Jamaica, and then Dominican Republic with my wife last summer, which was really awesome. And then Europe with the band. But if you count the band, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've never been to Japan.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to go to Japan. I would want to play Down Under. I think that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, I'd go there if, you know...
Why wouldn't you go? Your wife wants to go. Go.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to go to Japan, so...
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, she just says, you know, she's really... She doesn't like that many people in, like, a small... in a city. There's, like, 47 million just in Tokyo alone.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really crowded. And I like that because I'm a city boy. She was a suburb girl for all of her life.
But she lived in New York for 5 years. So
yeah, well, for Columbia University. Well, it was actually four.
Okay.
So, yeah, she was in Columbia University for 4 years. So, I mean, that, she lived, like, where was it? Harlem.
Harlem.
Yeah, because that was the cheapest area to live in. And she used to tell me stories of, like, the football team or the basketball team walking her home at night.
Because
she did whatchamacallit, outreach programs and stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, staying on the guilty pleasures thread.
Yes.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure food?
Oh, guilty pleasure food. Sushi.
Oh, sushi. That's not guilty. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's
sushi's
awesome.
What's up, man? I love me some sushi.
Biggest guilty pleasure food would have to be that everybody hates is my kielbasa. I love my Polish food.
People hate it?
Everybody in her family, they're like, how do you eat that? That stinks, you know?
I don't like sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut, yeah.
But then do you get it from, is it Serfs? Is that the one that's on Westmoreland? Like, where do you get your kielbasa?
Chev's?
Chev's.
Yeah.
I think it's called Serfs. I don't know.
It's Chev's.
It's called Chev's?
Yes.
I guess you're a regular, you would know. But there's another one right around there, too.
Yeah, that's the one that my mom says it's they've gotten better than Chev's. I don't know the name of it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that where you get it from?
No, I just to get it from my mom. So wherever she gets it, you know, that's where I grab.
Because the chef's kid went to like Holy Ghost Prep or something, and he was a couple years older than us, and now he's just running that shop.
Yeah,
it's like they have lines out the door, man.
I know.
That's the spot.
Yeah, because every time I want to go there in the morning, if I spend the night at like my mom's or my sister's, I'll want to run over there in the morning, and the line goes all the way around.
I have a huge affinity for crabs.
I don't like crabs anymore.
God,
I used to.
Sit down and eat crabs for 3 days in a row.
Wow.
Need a ton of water next year because you'll get dehydrated.
Yeah.
And just eat and eat and eat. It's good
crabs.
Stuff.
Crabs. Yeah, I don't do crabs anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Now, in 2018, what are your TV shows of choice that are guilty pleasures you don't want anybody to know about, sir? Are you watching Gilmore Girls or something?
No, I watch nothing but cartoons.
What do you watch?
Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Cartoon Network.
Okay.
Just that's mainly everything I watch. It's just nothing but cartoons. Cartoons.
I don't watch 24. The news per se.
No, I don't care about the news. I really don't. If you want to get them boiled it down, it boils down. I don't care about that. I'd rather have something happy in my life.
But my complaint is that news in 2018 is just awful.
Yeah.
Like to watch it's like sensory overload. Like, all right. Here's what happens. I'm not a news guy myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being a little kid, and I'd come home from school, I'd go out and play or whatever, and at dinner time, they would always watch the news at dinner, and it would stay on until Wheel of Fortune came on at like 7 o'clock or some shit. You watch World News, all that shit. That was always on in my house. When I was
no, that was my dad, yeah.
So yeah, my family too. Now, we had a snow day, I don't know, last year, this winter, it just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, he didn't go to school, she didn't go to work, I didn't do anything, we're just laying in bed. I turn on Channel 6, like, let's see, and they literally were like, oh, here's a picture of a puppy playing in the snow in Jersey, oh, and someone got their kids ready to go out, and they just stayed on the air with this shit for like 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, this isn't news?
No.
Like, what has happened? Like,
yeah.
Can you just Facebook as your photos?
Well, that's why, I mean, this is something you don't know. Me and my wife, we got rid of cable. We haven't had cable for almost 2 years.
What's the difference in your life? What do you think?
It's a lot different because, I mean, we have Netflix, we have Hulu. So we have, Kai has an Apple TV, Julie has an Apple TV, and I just yesterday bought one for the living room. I bought a Roku.
Okay.
And that's mainly where we get all of our TV shows. You know, we watch what we want.
And that's the thing. So... Okay, the Eagles game, where'd you go watch it?
Like online.
No shit.
Yeah, I looked it up. I just started looking for streams and stuff of it.
So you got to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got to watch the Super Bowl now. I had to turn it off about 9 million times because it was such a cringy show. I mean, it was like, we're winning. No. Oh, God, I can't.
Actually, they were only lead one time.
They
kept catching up, and then we would get it, and they would catch up. Yeah. They were only lead one time.
Yeah, the Patriots were only one time. But I was just, you know, they had, what, 5 rings? They were about to go for their 6th. I just kept going,
They cheated for a lot of them.
If you know football,
they cheated for a lot.
I know.
That's a fact, actually.
I'm amazed they didn't cheat. That's what I was thinking.
Do you know what our coach did? You probably don't even know the story.
No.
So Coach Peterson knows what he's playing with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have to practice the week before in the Super Bowl stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. The week before that, you practice at home.
Yeah.
All your plays ready. Then everything for the walkthrough, it's called, you have to do it in the stadium, which means their guy could be hiding somewhere with a cell phone camera, a video camera, which is what he did to Philly the last time we faced him back in 2005, right? Doug Peterson played all fake plays that weren't going to be used in the Super Bowl when he was in the building. So the guy prepared, not for our actual plays, but if they did record it, they got all the wrong plays, and that's how we beat them.
Yeah, because what happened was I was going to start watching it. I was trying to look for a stream and everything, and I fell asleep, and I woke up 2 minutes before they did the Philly special.
Oh, that's a good time to wake up.
Yeah, I sat down, clicked on the computer, put on the link, and then they're getting ready for the huddle. And all I heard was Philly special. And I was like, okay, what is this? And then it happened, and I went,
pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah,
right?
It was. It was really good.
We would have got rid of cable already. We watch Netflix majority of the time. This sounds ridiculous to say. We'll watch The Office over and over again. We'll just watch The Office.
I never liked The Office.
Man, try it now. You ever worked in an office? You never worked in an office. That's
no,
why.
I don't. That's why, yeah.
You worked in factories and stuff. You never did the whole office thing. If you worked in an office, oh my God, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, Michael Scott's just funny. Anyway, we just watched The Office over and over again. Man, you want to talk guilty pleasures? Here's what my guilty pleasures have become, okay, for TV in 2018. Okay. My 600-pound life.
Oh, God.
Is the greatest television program on the planet. Because no matter what you think about yourself or how you feel about who you are, if you watch My 600-Pound Life, you're better than those fucking people. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
They have another one on there, 90 Day Fiancé. They have somebody from a foreign country, and then these women or these men pay for the other person to fly over here, and you have to get married in 90 days or they get them shipped back. It's just crazy.
Okay, that sounds like a nightmare.
It is. It's awesome. It's like car crash television. It's like the greatest thing ever. And these people, they like get like, I don't know, man. It's bad. It's bad
it's
stuff.
That bad.
So that's my. And then there's another one they just did. They just did this from the same producers of 90 Day Fiancé. They meet pen pals in prison and send them money. They get out of prison. They meet them. They get married. Dun, dun, dun.
God.
These fucking shows are gnarly.
And then your favorite,
which is
Maury.
Oh my God. Not anymore. I think I'm
not
over
really.
Okay. I mean, all right. Yeah, all right. I don't find myself watching it often. Like even if I happen to be home at time of the day when it's on, I'm kind of over Maury.
You've overdone it.
But man, when I first discovered it back in like 03, 04, I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. It's so good. I am not the big. This show should be Who the Baby Daddy.
Who the Baby Daddy.
With bad grammar and everything. That's what they should call the show. I don't know, man.
I saw the one clip. I think you posted it or one of your other friends posted it. Was the one where the guy comes out and he's like, yes, that's my baby. And they were both black.
Oh.
And she's like.
No, she was like, this is your baby.
This is your baby.
He's like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I might not be the father because you're white and I'm white and they're not.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and of course he wasn't the father.
Yeah. Yeah, that was common sense. And then she's like, running back.
Yeah, I'm so shocked.
Oh, my God.
And Maury's like, you're still going to be the father of these children, right? And he's like, yeah, Maury, I will. I'd be like, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm suing her for wrongful support actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Maury Povich
show. It's weird. But yeah, no, I literally have Funimation now, which is anime. So I watch anime. I watch cartoons.
I'm surprised you don't have the WWE Network in some capacity.
Oh,
in your life.
I gotta tell. I can't talk about it right now.
No need to discuss it further, sir. I completely understand. But
thank
moving
you.
Right along in the vein of guilty pleasures.
Yeah,
we've covered very bizarre music.
Yes.
We've discussed briefly food. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't shocked by your discovery in reference to food. You like sushi. Everybody should. I love sushi. Fucking sushi is awesome. So that's not really a guilty pleasure per se.
Well, guilty pleasure for... I love Tim Tams.
What are they, sir?
They are cookies that are just amazing.
See, you're nice and thin. You know, you don't have the problems of the human being who cannot eat such
things. I know. I eat like a trash can sometimes. Like, Julie will make a great cooked meal for the whole week, and okay. I'll rather just throw in something in the microwave.
Well,
I do that a lot, and Jules is like, I made food. What are you eating this? Well, I don't feel like it, so I'm going to have frozen, like, White Castle burgers.
Yeah, man. I guess you were single for a long time.
So I know.
You're kind of used to that conceptually as the bad food stuff.
Yeah. So I've always been bad. Okay. With that. But, yeah, there's so much guilty pleasures I have.
Well, what about movies?
Movies?
Like, but guilty, like things that you'd be embarrassed to say, I love this.
Shockumentaries.
Explain.
Faces of Death, Traces
of
Death.
That isn't shocking. Like, that's not a guilty pleasure.
Have you even seen Traces of Death? It's worse than Faces.
I'm in Faces of Snuff. I'm one of the stars, frankly.
Yes,
have you even
I know.
Seen Faces of Snuff?
No, but you're going to lend it to me, and I will.
I'm going to lend it to you. It's a good little synopsis.
But, yeah, no, I like a lot of that stuff. Kai loves, his guilty pleasure is Titanic, the movie. He watches that, like...
That's weird, man.
Yeah, he watches that like 3 times a week.
That's weird, man. I get on kicks. You ever see the movie The Room?
Yeah, I own it. I love it.
So do I.
Yes.
So that, Tommy Wiseau.
My favorite movie.
That's your favorite movie of all time?
It's so bad that it's so good.
Did you ever go to see it in the theater at midnight when they do the viewings?
No.
So they'll do midnight viewings at like the Borscht Building in Center City.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. When they show the picture with the spoons, people just throw spoons.
Oh, my God. It's like the whole Rocky Horror Picture thing.
It's exactly what it is. People come dressed in fucking tuxedos. They have the crazy wigs on. Like, it's pretty astounding. Me and my wife went a little while ago. It was amazing, actually. Like, it's a bunch of hipster kids, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. They know all the lines. I forced it on her, so she knows the dialogue.
Yeah.
Too. But, like, they know everything. Now, did you see the movie he made? No, he didn't make it.
The Disaster Artist.
What'd you think of it?
I started half of it.
Why didn't you see The Disaster Artist? You said The Room's like one of your favorite
movies.
Yeah,
I didn't see. I seen half of The
Why?
Disaster Artist. Because I didn't have the phone was dying battery wise, so I had to turn it off.
Bro, you gotta watch that.
I'm going to watch the rest of it. It was freaking amazing. Where they got to the part. What scene was it? It was right after the. They just started day one of filming.
Okay.
So it was like right when James Franco, he knocks it out of the park.
I agree.
Yeah. But it was like the scene right after the kids getting robbed for money.
What kind of money? What kind of drugs? You're not my fucking mother. I love that movie. God, I love that movie.
That movie's great. There's a football scene in every life.
Everything. He's like, yeah.
Hi, doggy. You've been one of my best customers.
Oh, Johnny, you're my favorite customer. I didn't recognize you. If you're the favorite customer, number one, how do you not recognize Johnny?
Yeah.
And if you're the favorite customer, of course you're going to recognize Johnny. I didn't recognize because he had sunglasses on. The fuck? Who wrote this movie? Oh, wait. Tommy Wiseau did.
You love bad movies just as much as I do. Yeah. You need to see. There was this one movie called Who Killed Captain Alex? And it was in Nigeria.
Oh, my God.
This guy is doing it all on a computer that's a Frankenstein. He videotaped everything, and they hire these what they call VJs, which basically is a guy. He's talking through the movie while you're watching it, but he makes the funniest thing. Oh, here they come. Gun shoots. Bing, 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 bing. Ah, he died.
That's amazing.
It's you can get it for free, and you can watch it for free. He offers it to anybody for free. You just gotta look it up.
Post it on my Facebook.
I will. I'll post it on your Facebook.
Watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, it's you can download it for free and everything. There's even a guy that did a whole review on it and said this guy gets it. You know, the graphics are horrible, but he's like doing this all on his own, like with like just other people as actors. And some of the acting's hilarious and just bad, but it's great.
Did you ever see a Bollywood movie?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them.
Me and Jay went to the theater, and the movie we were trying to see wasn't available. I mean, we just went to see a Bollywood movie, and it was shockingly really good. Like, I don't know if it was dubbed or if you had to read it. I think we had to read it. But it was a good film. Like,
oh, yeah.
You cared what happened to the characters, and it had, like, an arc and the whole effort.
Oh, yeah. You look for what is it? What do they call it? Local access or not local access? It's free to watch. You okay.
Antenna TV.
Yeah, it's like uncensored stuff. You can find it on a computer. And seriously, like a lot of the Bollywood are on there, and they're just fun to watch. You know, it's just hilarious. Like there's a fight scene, and then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, dun 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 dun.
All right, listen. It's that time of the day where I have to go do some errands.
Yes, sir.
The young man from school. We're going to cut this short. We've been averaging 60 minutes on a podcast.
Yeah.
This is a little over 35 minutes, but not bad.
Not bad at all.
This will be episode number 7.
Yes.
So I appreciate you guys listening. Robert, thank you for your assistance.
Not a problem. And, thank you for the audience for listening.
Hopefully by this time, this is episode 7, actually have like a built-up audience. We record way far ahead. So we don't really know what's happening. So by the time you hear this, Kevin Smith might be completely fucking fine.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby could have died in a car accident. We don't know.
We don't know.
We can't speak on it. You know who Marc Maron is?
Yeah. No. Who is Marc Maron?
He's a comedian. He's a pretty big, famous podcaster. He had a show on INC Network? IFC.
FC. Okay.
I'll send you some stuff. He's funny. The point is, he'll tell you, he's like, listen, when I record today, he's like, that guy who's the president could have burnt the place down. I don't know.
Because it's two weeks ahead. So like, no, I know that.
Well, you don't know. I'm telling the people.
Oh, tell the people. No,
so thank you guys for listening. Again, this is VexX.
And Robot.
Stay frosty.